This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing a sweeping trade deal that raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off the president's 30% threat if a deal wasn't reached by August 1st. The president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting right now in Scotland. An investigation underway after a stabbing spree in Traverse City, Michigan.
New video showing bystanders confronting the alleged suspect after police say he went on a random stabbing spree outside a Michigan Walmart Saturday.
I need to get inside Walmart. I've got multiple victims.
At least 11 people between the ages of 29 and 84 years old were injured, among them a Walmart employee.
The suspect will be arraigned today on terrorism and assault charges, says ABC's Mola Lange. There's a statewide manhunt underway in Arkansas after a couple was found murdered in a state park hiking trail. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ablin. No comment from Attorney General Josh Call on whether he'll join the Democratic primary race for governor. Call says it's important to reflect on the last 6.5 years in Wisconsin under Governor Tony Evers, who decided last week not to seek a third term. A bill to create a task force to prevent violence against black women was reintroduced at the Capitol Friday. Madison Democratic Representative Sheila Stubbs and Wausau Republican Representative Pat Snyder want to create a 17-person task force to find the best way to protect black women. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering ATV and UTV safety tips as fatalities continue to climb. The DNR says operators must have their lights on if they're on a public thoroughfare, passengers must wear seat belts, and anyone under the age of 18 must have a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Ted Ablin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s tomorrow. Or scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:04 on a Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108.3rd in Baraboo. Coming up right around 8:10, Emily and I are going to talk about the pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. A couple of beautiful animals. Here is NXS on Max FM.
Words, weapons, sharpened knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder. But here come the man with a look in his eye. Fed on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half live. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Ooh. Nah, 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 nah.
was a woman with a look in her eye. She's dressed on leather, flesh on the mind. Words and weapons, sharpen the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died.
A devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast, 8-11 on Monday morning. We do have a heat advisory in effect from noon today till 8 p.m. for heat indices up to 102 degrees. We're looking at sunny, hot, and humid with a high near 93 degrees today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are possible later on in the evening to early tomorrow morning. Some of these storms could be on the strong side. We are going to monitor those and keep tabs on that and just see what that does. If necessarily, when weather breaks out, we break in the low of 70 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue tomorrow morning, turning partly sunny, a high of 86. On Wednesday, we do see a slight chance showers and thunderstorms early morning, clearing up, sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Currently, it is 72 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. We appreciate everyone this morning. We hope everyone's having a great Monday morning. We are going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. For more information or to fill out an adoption application, you can go to Sauk County Humane or saukhumane.org. The Sauk County Humane Society pets of the week are Jinx and Mango. To make an appointment, you can call the Sauk County Humane Society at 608-356-2520. Emily, let's talk about Mango.
Oh my gosh, Mango. Well, we talked about Garfield, right? Earlier in the celebrity birthdays, because Jim Davis is turning, what, 80, I think, today?
Yes.
He created Garfield. This cat reminds me a little bit of Garfield, but looks a little more serious, maybe not so sassy, maybe a little more loving, not sure, but beautiful cat. Mango is the kind of cat who makes himself right at home, whether that's in your lap or perched by a sunny window watching the world go by. At around 2 years old, this cat, this orange tabby, has a perfect mix of playful energy and laid-back charm. He's outgoing, friendly, totally comfortable being scooped up and carried around like a baby. Cats will let you do that. That's pretty cool.
No.
Mango adores attention and will gladly trade his zoomies for some lap time and head scratches. He came to us, or came to the Humane Society as a stray, but he is clear. And it's clear that he's all about human connection. Whether or not you're curled up with a book or tossing a toy across the room, Mango's ready to be your sidekick. He's got that classic orange cat magic. He's allowed to have his vaccinations and will be neutered prior to adoption. He is so beautiful. And orange cat magic is a real thing. I have an orange cat. And the boy orange cats are something else. They're like a whole nother species. So get ready. He is so cool, and he's ready for you.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I'm going to talk about Jinx. And as I'm looking about Jinx, there's something special about Jinx. Maybe it's that sleek gray coat or those big curious ears or the way his eyes light up when she spots a friendly face. She might come off a little shy at first, but give her a little time and she'll reward you with all the tail wags, gentle affection, and a whole lot of love. Now, Jinx is just over a year old and likely fully grown at 40 pounds. She's a Labrador Terrier mix who came to the shelter as a stray, but she's been nothing but sweet and eager to learn. She's picking up leash skills fast, keeps her kennel clean, and already knows come and sit. Jinx does well with other dogs, but would do best in a home without cats or small kids. A steady routine and patient adopter will help this lovely girl truly shine. And they know that she's so ready for her next adventure. Jinx is up to date on her vaccinations and will be spayed prior to adoption. You can visit the Sauk Humane Society website, saukhumane.org, to view all the adoptable animals. Cat and dog adoptions include the spay or neuter surgery, a microchip, and current vaccinations. And so if you want to find out more information about these pets, again, you can go to saukhumane.org to look at all of these adoptable animals. I mean, again, these pictures, I can't even describe this cat or dog without just looking. I mean, whoever took these pictures did an absolute wonderful job taking these pictures. Amazing. And you just look at Jinx, I mean, that gray coat, and there's a little bit of white in the chest, just a very curious look on her face, eyes wide open. What an amazing animal. And Jinx, I mean, Mango is this cat, and oh my goodness. You have to go to saukhumane.org and check out both of these adoptable animals, right, Emily?
Absolutely, yeah. We always talk about the photography and the little write-ups that these animals get, and they do such a good job at Sauk County Humane Society. Like, with all the things they do. They're always looking for donations. Like Dave always says, you know, bring down some peanut butter, bring down some cleaning supplies, whatever it is that you can, you know, manage to do. But more importantly, if there's any way that you can really honestly think about adopting an animal from them, they are just, these pictures are, they're kind of blowing me away. They're absolutely beautiful. These dogs, or this dog and this cat, are absolutely beautiful. They're wonderful. And we want to make sure that, you know, those of you out there, that if you have any thought about adopting an animal or about having a pet in your life, please lean towards this, because there's a lot of animals there. There's a lot of people there that are taking care of them. And we need to know that they are being taken care of as well by the community. So please go meet them.
Yes.
That's why we talk about them every week. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely go meet them. I do want to talk about something that's going to be going on in a couple of weeks. The SJS Cancer Support Team is hosting its second annual Shuck Cancer Sweet Corn Fest. This will be held on Saturday, August 9th at the Saucony Fairgrounds in Baraboo. This event runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and will offer barbecue, beverages, raffles, and a cornhole tournament, a dunk tank featuring Sauk County celebrities, kids games, and of course, sweet corn. The Gem City Sideshow will perform from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., followed by the hip replacements from 3 to 6 p.m. All money goes to help any Sauk County resident affected by cancer. For more information, go to the SJS Cancer Support Team's Facebook page. Again, that's Shuck Cancer SJS Sweet Corn Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds on Saturday, August 9th. Go out and eat some great food and help support a great cause. So please consider doing this in a week from Saturday if you have an opportunity. It sounds like a lot of fun. And it sounds like, you know, some fun groups there, the hip replacements. That sounds like a pretty interesting group, Emily.
Oh, my gosh. That's like, well, all of it. That's such a great name for an event, and it's such a great name for a band. I kind of love all of this. I definitely think it's a good time to go out and support for a good cause, like you said. What a great cause this is. And the hip replacements, I'm not sure what's happening with that, but that sounds great.
You know, and I was going to try to Google it, because it was one of those, when as I'm reading it, you know, it's just kind of funny. You know, I've never heard of them before. And it's like, it's definitely okay. So I'm going out on Facebook right now while I'm talking. It sounds like it's a tribute band. And if this is I'm not sure if it's the same one or not, but it looks like a very interesting group. So if someone has any more information on that, I'm definitely curious if where this group is based out
of. What's happening with the hip replacements.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely got me.
Just the comedy of the name. It's got to be a good band. We don't know what they tribute or who they tribute, but I think it's a good idea to go check them out. Let us know what you know about the hip replacements. But what a cool event. I'm happy to be able to. We are so lucky that we get to share this kind of stuff with our listeners. All these fundraisers and all these nonprofits doing their good work and all the small businesses. We would live a charmed life that we get to share that with everybody.
Yes. No, we're so happy we get to do that. And we appreciate all of our listeners as well. And we just appreciate being able to share these events and things that are happening in our community. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days. And it's a little bit of a lighter list as I look at it this morning. So we'll talk about that at 8:40.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:20 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, and music by MC Hammer. You know, you can't touch us on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays, Thursdays is wing nights, and $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register, as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details on hole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. Pump a little bit and let the noise go on. Like that. Like that. Pull a little bit just to fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you. You can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? Can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating, so pass them a whiteboard tape to learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't groove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it for a winner. Dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Can't touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down.
time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just no hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records, it just don't hit. I pull around the world, from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, empty hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I give you all and have no-
and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Monday morning. It is 8:31. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up at MaxFMBigDeals.com on Tuesday, we have a flash sale from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Tuesday morning's flash sale will have 50% savings at Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. That certificate half off tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have our big deal of the day at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Wednesday's big deal of the day is 50% savings at Family Values Thrift. So again, that is on Wednesday. Then on Friday, our big deal of the day, 50% savings at Sandy Shores Tubing and Resort. We'll remind you about those tomorrow, Wednesday and Friday, but we wanted you to start thinking about them now because some of these have limited quantities available. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Mix FM.
Soak up some extra sunshine this Thursday evening at Baraboo Concerts on the Square with Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. Enjoy their country music from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st. Nate Gibson literally wrote the book on Starday Records, country music's largest independent record label in the 1950s and 60s, called The Starday Story, the house that country music built. Sponsorship info is available at Baraboo ConcertsOnTheSquare.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit SandyShoresTubing.com today to make your reservation.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focused right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Another
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:39 on a beautiful Monday. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd in Baraboo. We will take a look at our calendar days in just a moment, but let's take a quick look at that weather forecast one more time. We have a heat advisory in effect from noon today till 8 p.m. Heat index rise up to 102 degrees are possible. Today we're looking at sunny, hot, and humid with a high near 93 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are possible later on into the evening. Early tomorrow morning, the chance of these storms could be strong. Early tomorrow morning, we will break in if necessary with the low of 70 degrees. On Tuesday, we see a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, turning partly sunny with a high of 86. On Wednesday, we're looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, a few showers throughout the morning, turning partly sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Currently, it is 72 degrees and partly sunny outside the Weicker Create Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. It's a beautiful morning. If you did not get a chance, go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Please do so. When I came into work this morning, the sky was on fire. Literally, it was a beautiful morning. We got pictures of downtown Baraboo with the sunrise, and it was so interesting to see. Words cannot describe it, but again, it basically looked like the sky was on fire from my vantage point. And then as I pulled up to the studios, I looked over to Baraboo State Bank. There was a rainbow above the bank, and it looked like a double rainbow was forming. So I quick took a snapshot of that and then basically saw the formation of a double rainbow beginning. So that was kind of cool to see. And if you want to see those pictures again, go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to take a look at those. It is Monday, July 28th, and we are going to take a look at our calendar days. And we will start out with World Nature Conservation Day. It is an annual event held every year on July 28th. This day stresses the need for preserving a healthy environment and natural resources to maintain a stable and healthy society. Saving plants and animals that face the threat of extinction is one of the primary goals of World Nature Conservation Day. So that is something to celebrate today. Get out and enjoy our state parks and just enjoy the beautiful weather as well. In this one, irony is not lost because we are near this type of activity. It is National Water Park Day today. And it's the occasion where people in the U.S. look forward to. It's National Water Park Day on July 28th. Undoubtedly, a trip to the local water park is one of the best ways of spending your summer. Plenty of rides suitable for all ages. And, you know, it's something to get out and enjoy. And we are near the water park capital of the world. So, you know, when you have that chance to get out and enjoy the water parks, you know, why not get out and do it? So, yeah, we're just 15 miles from all those water parks. I haven't been to a water park in quite a while. And so, I don't know. The lazy river is kind of more of my type of activity. That's just me personally. So I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. What is your favorite part of a water park? You can text us. Let us know. 608-355-9970. Get out and enjoy it. Today is one of those days to get out and enjoy. And it's, you know, when it's this hot out, you definitely want to get out and enjoy those. It's something that I would strongly recommend, and just, you know, try to cool off as well, and see what happens with that. And, you know, that is one of those that I haven't been to a water park in a while, but you could definitely get out and enjoy that. It's, I don't know, lazy river. That's what I'm going to go with. I don't know if that's even still a thing, but I would recommend get out and enjoy that. We also have the local swimming pool as well, but there's no water slides or anything like that. It is also National Soccer Day on July 28th. It is celebrated and honors and celebrates soccer, one of the world's most competitive and popular sports. Every year, more than 17 million Americans watch soccer matches during the National Football League. So, yeah. Soccer, very popular sport. I used to play soccer back in the day. Haven't done it recently, but it is definitely one of those sports that is pretty much a very, I would say, a fun sport. And it's a very competitive sport. And so, yes, get out and enjoy soccer days. So, again, we're celebrating calendar days. We've talked about World Nature Conservation Day, National Water Park Day, National Soccer Day. Emily, do you see any others? Are you with us?
What's up?
Hey, Emily's back.
But I want to ask quickly. I'm back. Yeah, I don't know. The Monday gremlins are happening, too. But what position did you play in soccer? I'm curious.
I honestly don't remember. I was younger. It was back in the elementary school days, so I don't even remember. So it's been that long.
Well, I still like to play forward. Shocking. I like to be the one to score the goals. So,
yes.
Yeah. Soccer day is great. Let's go. I mean, it is what it is. It's called football in every other country than America. And it is a great pastime. It's great to watch. It can be very competitive, like you said. That, you know, when you watch professional soccer, it's crazy to see how, you know, the entire body is used for the sport, right? People are making goals with the headshots. It's crazy. It's crazy. So it's a good game. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to play. It's a lot of fun to watch. I actually happened to be able to, I was in Europe during the World Cup a lot of years ago, and it was, I mean, you think, you know, the Super Bowl is a big deal. Like, the World Cup is, take that times a million. It was pretty cool to be able to be in Europe during that time. So I was really lucky. And it's just, it's a cool thing to experience. There's a great show called Ted Lasso about football.
Yes.
In Europe. If you haven't seen that show, please watch it. I'm about to start the season again for the third time because it's that good. Anyway, I definitely appreciate the show. I do appreciate soccer. Let's see. You went through a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there isn't much. I got one. I almost missed this one. It's the important one today. National Milk Chocolate Day.
Oh, thank goodness. What are we going to do without milk chocolate?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that is something. And we got to call all chocolate lovers out on this one. National Milk Chocolate Day is celebrated today when solid chocolate is combined with either powdered, liquid, or condensed milk. It is known as milk chocolate. Milk chocolate is the most popular member of the chocolate family, and with good reason. It's creamy, smooth, and mostly used in candy bars. It's believed that in the mid-1800s, milk chocolate was first created as a beverage in Germany.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that. I love hearing the history of stuff like that. You kind of just like assume it's always been around. But yeah, it had to be created somewhere by someone. So yeah, thank you. Thank you to whatever German person created it, because it is delicious.
And so, you know, I saw that one. I'm like, I almost forgot about that one. I'm like, oh, yeah, National Milk Chocolate Day. Don't forget. Don't forget. And then I almost forgot. So, yes, that is something. Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Dave reminds himself four times just in that one moment, and then he almost forgot. I love it.
Yes.
Are you going to have some milk chocolate today?
Oh, I'm sure I will. I've not had any yet, but the day is young. Yes. How about you?
I think, I mean, you know, what's fun about calendar days is when something, especially the food stuff is pointed out to us on calendar days, it kind of just gives you a good excuse to do it. So like, yeah, I think why not have some milk chocolate today? It is National Milk Chocolate Day. It's a great excuse to have some chocolate.
It is, because we said you could do it. That's the way I look at it. So yeah, I'm definitely going to try that today. So yes, I will have milk chocolate before the day is out. I know I will. I do want to take a moment and talk about a couple of things that are happening. Farmers Market is back in downtown Baraboo Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Right in front of the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios in the 500 block of Oak Street. Go over to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They will tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before the market. So again, that's every Wednesday and Saturday. On Thursday, concerts on the square back. That's held on the courthouse lawn at 7 p.m. Obviously, if we have inclement weather, it's moved into the Al Ringling Theater. Thursday's looking great. So we're going to have Nate Gibson and the Stardazers here this Thursday night on the courthouse lawn. Nate Gibson literally wrote the book on Starday Records, the country music's largest independent record label in the 1950s and 60s. So the Starday story, the house that country music built, and since been keeping that golden era country music alive. So yes, Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. Concerts on the square Thursday night. That is going to be a great event, Emily.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful thing that Baraboo offers downtown. There's so much fun stuff going on all the time. And the concerts on the square are just really special. And there's some really good bands that come through. I mean, I think, you know, if you're a musician and you get to play down there, you're pretty lucky, right? Like it's a cool event, and it's a gets a good crowd, and there's a lot of reasons to go downtown. It supports small business, supports musicians, artists alike, and everything. So yeah, what a cool event. That's definitely Thursday. And Dave did a couple day out forecast. That's a big one. That's really far out for you to say the weather.
It is. Yeah. Well, I'm still keeping tabs on late tonight, early tomorrow morning, because I may be getting woke up. So we'll see what happens with that. But I know it's going to cool down and get nicer by Thursday. So looking forward to that. Also, I do want to take a moment and just mention we do have some vacations happening here. So that means Jay Roberts is on vacation this week. So Mace Michaels is going to be up early. So he's going to be in from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So thank you, Mace, for filling in for Jay Roberts. And then Aaron Creno's back. He's on his normal airtime, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we're having the one, the only, Miss Wendy Grant stepping in from 7 p.m. to midnight all week long. So she's been filling in.
You've kept busy with these summer vacations that people are going on. Maybe you need to go on a vacation sometime, Dave, so like you can have a fill-in, you know? Like,
right.
That's an idea.
Yeah, no, we're working on that. That's something we are working on at some point. I was actually off on Friday in theory, so it was all good.
No, I saw you on Friday. Well, you were not off.
I know. I was still here.
You were not. You were
in meetings. Yeah. Well, I was at meetings, but I was having some fun. So, yeah. So, no, it's all good. But again, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10 for Tuesday Shenanigans, Emily.
Ooh, Tuesday Shenanigans sounds good. I look forward to that. Hey, everybody out there, have a great, great Monday. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, it is. We hope everyone has a great Monday. I'm hanging around with everyone till 11. Emily's back with us tomorrow morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd in downtown Baraboo. Coming up, we're going to have some more great music with Seal on Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Baraboo comes alive with all sorts of events during the summertime. The Farmers Market features fresh produce downtown every Wednesday and Saturday morning. The Sunday Market showcases vintage, handmade, and homegrown items on the courthouse lawn the last Sunday of each month. Mark your calendar for Old Fashioned Day on August 9th in downtown Baraboo and the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show west of town August 15th through the 17th. Find updates on local events at baraboo.com.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
There
gray and tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Town again. tired of screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in, I'm tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill.